This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Gas prices are starting to rise at the pump, indicating the oversupply may be ending. Over 1,200 oil rigs have been idled in the U.S. over the last 2 years, and most oil companies have slashed their exploration budgets by more than 40% from 2014 levels. That's caused a sharp drop in American production by about 600,000 barrels a day from a year ago. A Wall Street Journal survey of the 25 U.S. counties with the largest unauthorized immigrant populations found that 20 of them have programs that pay for the low-income uninsured to have doctor visits, shots, prescription drugs, lab tests, and surgeries at local providers. Services usually are inexpensive or free to participants who must prove they live in the county but are told their immigration status doesn't matter. They think it's cheaper this way. Abortion clinics throughout Florida will go without taxpayer funding, face more reporting, and new hurdles for doctors under a bill approved and signed in Florida. Andrew Wakefield, a vocal anti-vaccination activist, has his medical license revoked by Britain's General Medical Council. U.S. Department of Education added campuses operating as Everest or WyoTech in 20 states to the list of Corinthian colleges where students were defrauded and can now receive loan forgiveness. Protesters disrupted the oil and gas lease auction for the Gulf of Mexico for the right to explore and develop offshore fields. Government says the auction was put off for lack of interest. Finally, a Koch Brothers American for Prosperity campaign we can agree with. They've pushed successfully in 10 states, including most recently Michigan, to eliminate tax credits for the movie industry, which are often just direct subsidies. Senator Bernie Sanders won the Democratic primary caucuses in Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington. In reaction to the right-wing party Law and Justice, suppression of rights, weakening the court system, and other eliminations of protections for Polish citizens, a new movement called the Committee for the Defense of Democracy has organized and taken to the streets to protest. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.